the book Hebrews, part 274. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book, the Revelation of the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is a A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, which is also the handbook that I'm using for the study, the Revelation of the book Revelation. Should you require any of the information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international for South Africa, 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. I just want to say again, if you need to have the photos of the volume of Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, of Dr. Joseph Thomas, who is information is on page 5 of the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, right on the top. You can send me a WhatsApp and I will send you the photos. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the notifications of all the other studies that you are currently busy with. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready, or the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be part of this study. I mean, the information that Yahvah provides so that we can confirm and reconfirm and reconfirm and confirm again the things about this Revelation names. Now we understand why, since 34 AD to 1530 AD, that the Roman Catholic Church has killed more than 115 million Yahvist and Hebrew people because of the Revelation truth, the names according to the ancient Hebrew Bibles. And then in between 127, when they created the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, it's called the LX, then the Greek scriptures, then they took away the names, the Revelation names. And then the massacre has already started from 34 AY. After Yahushua. And so that's why there's very little material today, manuscripts or anything. So again, I want to say, if there's somebody with the old Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, please make contact with me. We're busy with Hebrews chapter 11, and I can't otherwise as just to read what it says here. Now we are going to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. It says, and now abideth in faith. You know what? Abide in faith. After everything that we heard in this week, Apostle Paul says we must abide in faith. Everything we, as Yahvist, we are not Christians, as Yahvist believe, manifest itself through faith. Not faith, the faith. 1 Corinthians 11, this faith, the faith. Hallelujah. Like I said before, we have never seen Yahushua. And he died more than 2,000 years ago. And still we today in 2026 teach and preach the Revelation word as if It was just revealed. Like 2,000, more than 2,000 years ago. We talk about Yahushua and his disciples as if we know them personally. We talk about the miracles of Yahushua as if we were there. When he opened the blind eyes of the man that sinned, or the blind man. And then the disciple says, but who of the father or the mother of this man, when he was a child, have sinned, so that he was born blind and came through his life blind? Then Yahushua said, nobody, not the father, not the mother. Confirming that the sins of the fathers and the mothers doesn't go unto the children. The Bible says, as the soul of the son, father, so is the soul of the son. The one that sins must die. And if we talk about children, we talk about grown-ups. I am 73 years old, but I'm the children of my father and my mother. You understand? So who have sinned, the father or the mother, for this grown-up man in his 40s? To be blind. And Yahushua says, nobody. Now then, why is he blind? And this is also always a question when we see somebody with a disability. We say, why? Why wouldn't we say, why not? Instead of saying, why don't we say, why not? Chris Christopherson sang a song many, many years ago when I was much younger. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of these treasures old? Why me, Lord? I want to say, why not? And I don't use the name Lord. I say, Yahweh my Elohim. Why not me? You see, we always will talk in the negative. We were taught from our childhood to function in the negative. I would take this glass and I would say it's half empty, which is not wrong. But the better way would be to say it's half full. What do I have with the emptiness of it? The emptiness is past tense, it's gone. But when I talk about the fullness, it's half full. I talk about a positive. And this is how our mindsets were created. Where Satan had a great influence. Why me? Why not? Why was this man born in such a way? To be blind since his childhood. Then Yahushua gave him the answer. Why the glass is half full and not half empty. It says, so that Father Yahweh would be glorified through his healing. And then he laid hands on him, he commanded, and his eyes were open. And you know what Yahweh does? He sent him into the temple. He sends him to the temple, where the Pharisees and Sadducees, the scribes and Sanhedrin, the priests, high priests, and the ordinary priests, they all were there. And they say to each other, but isn't this the man that we know, that was from his childhood days, was sitting at the gate, waiting for somebody to put something in his little tin or container, some money or a gift? Yes, it's him. But how come he's seen? He's jumping around in the temple and he's praising Yahushua and Yahweh. And they try to calm him down. They say, shh, you are in the temple. No, he's excited and he's glorifying Yahushua. Are you excited about what has happened in our lives? Are you excited about what we have received in this week through the revelation word of Yahweh and even the volume that I've obtained? Showing the works of Joseph Brian Rottenham and Joseph Thomas showing Joseph Thomas's volume. It is something that makes us so excited we'll jump through the roof. And so with this man, 40 years old, running around in the temple, shouting the name of Yahushua, I can see, I can see. Who has given you some medicines or what spell have they played? No. He's just like my eyes, I can see. Doesn't matter what you say about him. You can curse him, you can do what you like. I can see. This is what's important. And today for us, which is important, is to say that we can see the revelation truth of the revelation names in the time that we are living in. Hallelujah. We can see. We can see. We experience. If we see the hundreds of thousands of souls, millions of souls that came to repentance in this last 15 years, 16 years, it's something to jump up and shout about. Glorifying Yahweh, Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh for this gospel truth, revealing himself unto us. And then the scripture comes in, Yahweh says, I reveal myself unto whom I will. We will want everybody to understand, to see, to believe. But he says, in his time and to whom he will. It's like that man that just shouts about Yahushua. You are talking about the gospel being pronounced, the gospel being blown open with one miracle. My Bible says there's a gladness in heaven every time a sinner comes to repentance in this revelation name. Hallelujah. Now, Abliah's faith. What we have is faith. We haven't got anything else than faith. And you know what? What makes this very exciting is that our faith is visible. You can see it. The fact that I have this volume of Joseph Thomas and the Bible of Joseph Briant Rotzenham, which everybody wants to try and convince me the names was only changed. The revelation names of Yahushua and Yahweh only came about in 1976. I had the 1924 Bible in my hands with the same names. I know. I need proof. So are you there? Do you have an old restoration Bible? I don't want your Bible. I want you to contact me. I want to have photos of the front page so that we can prove to the world that we are not living lies. And that which is about it, which is about happening, which is continue happening, have an influence in other people's lives. But we can staff it with the information and the proof that we have. Having faith is enough. But for the unfaithful, for the Christian, for the Buddhist, the Muslim, the Islamite, the Hindu, we need proof. They want to see. It's impossible. There's no name like Yahushua and Yahweh. Why were 150 million people then killed in 1,500 years' time? Just ask the question. The Dark Ages. Why? We were taught the Christians were killed. No, it wasn't the Christians. It was the Christian church, the Catholics, because they were called Christians. Because Pope Constantine, created the name. In the Council of Nicaea between 325 and 327, he created the word Christian. And for the first time, it became the emblem of the Catholics, Roman Catholic Church, be called Christians. Yahushua's disciples were never ever called Christians. More than 300 years later, then the Catholics called themselves Christians. And the Christians has killed 150 million plus Christians. Not Christians, Yahvist and Hebrew people. holding on to the revelation names. Discarded and demolished every piece of paper or proof that it is. And that's why I'm so excited that somewhere Yahweh will provide a restoration Bible. And there is people. Just think about your grandparents and your great-grandparents. Go and look, where's their Bibles? Please. I know among the African people, the black people in the Mpopo and in the Eastern Transvaal, there was a big move of Americans in the 1930s that came to South Africa preaching and teaching the gospel of the revelation words among the blacks, the African people. Maybe one of them has got one of that old revelation Bibles. Let's see. Everything is in the hands of Yahweh our Elohim. Now by faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity is love. Charity is love. Is to love a sinner. Is to love the revelation of the revelation word. Is to love the names above all other names. It's love. I'm just going to stop right here. Because tomorrow morning I still need to say a bit more about 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.